Hello.
Hi, Kurt.
Hey, how we doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Warmer than here, I bet.
I'm hoping not, but I have a funny feeling it's probably true.
You better get ready.
What's that?
You better get ready.
Yeah, we'll be ready. Or I'll be ready. What's the weather like?
Possible snow.
Snow. Yeah. What temperatures?
20 below.
20 below. All right.
No, not that bad.
Okay, I really be ready then.
Hey, Kurt, what's the feeling? I mean, you guys have accomplished so many good things this year. It's sort of a breakout year for the franchise, and yet you're coming off the Minnesota loss, which probably wasn't your best performance team-wide. What's just kind of the mood going into this week?
Well, man, I think the mood is, you know, there's obviously a little disappointment. And like you said, we've accomplished a lot of good things. You know, but we're still in the process of building this thing and becoming, you know, what we want to become. You know, that although we've accomplished things that we haven't accomplished here in a long time, we're not there yet. And we understand that. And, you know, that, you know, you look at our schedule and the teams that have beat us this year and, you know, we played a tough schedule, and we've played against a lot of good football teams. And unfortunately, we haven't beat a lot of the best teams that we've played this year. But I think that's just a sign to us that we've got a ways to go, that we have to continue to improve, and we have to get better. And, you know, we're fortunate to have played as well as we have and won the games that we have and to win our division and be in the playoffs and have all those experiences. But we're not there yet, and we can't ever be satisfied with just winning a division and winning more games than we've won here in the past or accomplishing things that we haven't accomplished in the past. You know, our mindset has to be we want to become the best team in the league, and how can we do that? And when we play against good teams, I think we always get a better sense of where we're at, where we need to improve. And, you know, and that's what I think these, you know, a number of these last few games against, you know, top quality opponents continues to show us is that, you know, hopefully it'll keep us hungry and humble and let us know that we've got a lot of work to be done to become one of those teams.
Even though they've been kind of racked by injuries, you do consider the Patriots one of those measuring stick teams?
Well, definitely. I mean, you know, the one thing that, you know, you can't account for is the fact that the veteran leadership, the history, the pride that is in that organization, and the fact that, you know, as long as I can remember, you know, they've had injuries at different spots, and they just continue to believe, and they fit somebody in, and they expect them to play well, and the coaches put them in great positions to win. And so year in and year out, they're always there. You know, they're always around and competitive and, you know, pushing for a title. And I don't think this year's any different, even though they've had some injuries and obviously some key injuries. Guys just continue to step in, and they continue to win, and so there's no question that, you know, going out there to their place in the situation they're in, still fighting for a playoff spot, yeah, this is a tremendous measuring stick for us to see where we're at. And, you know, just like so many of these last few games have been. And you know, so here's another one to help get us a little more battle ready for when playoff time comes.
Do you worry at all about doubt creeping in come playoff time if you were to, you know, if you go into the playoffs without having, you know, beaten one of these measuring stick teams?
I mean, I think you always worry about that. You know, you want to be entering the playoffs, you know, on a high, you know, winning on some kind of a streak with as much confidence as you've had all year. And so, yeah, there's always worry about that when, you know, we get these teams that we've got down the stretch. And, you know, we've played some tough, and we haven't played some tough. And so, yeah, you definitely worry about, especially with a young team that's never been there before, you worry about, you know, what they're thinking and, you know, what needs to take place for us to be in a position to compete and win and advance in the playoffs. So, yeah, there's definitely a worry about what these last two games are going to mean to us and, you know, how it's going to determine how we play in the playoffs.
Kurt, I know it's been a while, but any similarities between this team and the one that beat you in the Super Bowl when you were with the Rams?
You know, I mean, the one similarity is more the structure of what they do, than I would say necessarily players. You know, I haven't really thought about it from a player-to-player standpoint, but, you know, just watching them on film and seeing some of their schemes and some of the things that, that coach does, yeah, I mean, it, you know, brings back some memories of the times that I played against him, and that includes the Super Bowl and the different things and looks that they give you and how you really have to be ready for anything and be ready to adjust on the move because, you know, you're going to see things that you've never seen before, and you're going to have to be ready to adjust to them. So I think I see similarities there, but I haven't really, you know, pinpointed it from a player-to-player standpoint.
And thinking back to that game, Kurt, did I read correctly that you had actually sent a thank you note, or not really a thank you note, maybe a congratulatory note to Belichick after that game? And if so, I was sort of curious what led you to do that.
Yeah, really just to congratulate them on winning the Super Bowl. I mean, it's a tremendous accomplishment. And, you know, for them coming in and us being the favorites and the things that they had done that year, you know, and since. You know I've sent them a couple things along the way just basically saying, hey, you know, what an accomplishment. And, you know, that Super Bowl I thought was a tremendous accomplishment for their team. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for coach and the players there and what they accomplished in that organization. And, you know, as disappointed as I was, I was still, you know, more about just saying, hey, congratulations, you accomplished something great. You know, enjoy it.
And what else have you sent them along the way? Just mentioning that you've done it more than once. If you remember, it sounds like you might do this to many people, but just curious what else you might have sent them along the way.
Well, I believe I sent him something last year when they went undefeated and basically just, again, congratulated them on a tremendous accomplishment. I mean, something that's unheard of and something that we all know is so hard to do and fun as a football fan and, you know, to watch something like that and to see the greatness that it takes to accomplish that. And so it was just basically just a note to say, again, congratulations for a job well done.
And, Kurt, do you ever get any responses on those?
No. I mean, not usually, and I don't expect them. You know, I mean, there'll be times that, you know, I'm sure I'll run across Coach at some point in time, and we'll talk about it. You know, I remember running into Coach one point in time. I don't know if it was at the Pro Bowl when we were both working out one morning or can't remember exactly where it was, and we sat down and talked a little bit about some of the things that we shared and some of the things that he'd accomplished. You know, so you have opportunities along the way where you touch base and you cross paths, but you know, you don't send those things looking for anything in return. It's just a way for me to say, hey, you know, appreciate what you've accomplished and you know, enjoyed watching it.
And is that because you're just a fan of the game, Kurt?
Yeah, I'm a fan of individuals. I'm friends with a lot of individuals. But, yeah, I'm a fan of the game. And, you know, I love to watch great people do whatever they do great. And, you know, football is one of them, is that, you know, I love to see greatness. I love to see people accomplish things that people say they can't accomplish or people don't expect them to accomplish and just do their job in an excellent way. And, you know, so there's times along the way where I see something and basically just want to recognize somebody's greatness. And so really, and not really that big a deal, just something that I like to do to let people know that whether it's their peers or just a fan is out there watching and appreciating what they're doing.
What about Matt Cassel and the job that he's done this year? What were your impressions of him?
I mean, amazing. I mean, I think he's done a tremendous job. And I think one of the most tremendous things is not just, you know, the stats or the wins or where they're at this point, but the expectations coming in with that organization and of course, with Tom and the way they played last year and he played last year. And, you know, in light of all that and in the shadow of all that, to be able to handle himself like he has, you know, in so many different ways. I mean, and, you know, obviously just another example is, you know, last week, you know, obviously understanding that he lost his father, I believe, and coming back and playing the way that he did and being the leader that he's become on that team. I mean, so many things to commend him on what he's accomplished this year. And so, I think it's pretty incredible. And, he deserves a tremendous amount of credit, as I know there's a lot of great people in that organization and have helped him along the way, but I believe he deserves a lot of credit in the way that he's played this year and the way he's stepped in and has become a leader for that team.
Kurt, with having Matt Weiner behind you, a guy who the organization has invested a lot in, how much does that push you to be better, or how much has it pushed you to be better over the last couple of years on a daily basis?
Not really at all. I mean, I love Matt and all of that stuff, but I don't think I've worked any harder or tried to be great any more than I was before. I've been in those situations before, and I've always told myself, just do what you do. You know, continue to work, continue to prepare, continue to play and practice the way that you practice, and I let God take care of everything else. And so I like to think that I didn't have any room to work any harder. And so just because there was somebody looking over my shoulder or a young guy drafted by my team didn't push me to do anything that I hadn't done before. I've always pushed myself to want to be great, and I don't think that's ever wavered or it's ever changed, no matter what circumstance I'm in.
How much could you just compare the satisfaction level of this second act of your career here to the first act?
It's tough to compare them. I mean, they're both pretty special. I think the one difference, obviously, the amount of success we had in St. Louis and coming in so quickly and having that success, it was pretty special because there was obviously nobody that even gave me, one bit of a chance to be able to even play at this level, and then to play the way that we did and to win the Super Bowl. I mean, it was pretty amazing time, and it was pretty amazing to have it happen so quickly. But what's so special about this time is that, I've been here and I've been a part of this organization for 4 years, and I really started to understand the history of this organization and the culture of this organization, and you could feel it, and you could understand in a lot of different areas why the team, had lost for so long. And to see the strides that we've made and to see us beginning to overcome that, that's pretty special. I don't think people out there really understand how much goes into turning a whole organization around and changing the view of the organization and the mentality of an organization. There's a lot of work involved in that. And so I think that's the sweet part of this second time around is not really what I've accomplished, but being a part of this process of helping to change the culture of an organization, which I know we did in St. Louis, but I wasn't really there long enough to understand that we were the losingest team in the 90s, until we did what we did. I didn't understand that culture, at that time. But here, I think I understand a lot more of it and understand how difficult it is to make that change. And, and we're a part of that process, and I've been a part of that process, and it's rewarding because of that.
Is it easier to accept the way Super Bowl 36 went down now that
no.
didn't?
I can answer that no. Nothing makes it easier to accept. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was thinking that, for a couple of years there, it looked like, maybe that was your last hurrah, and now that you've gotten back to the level that you were at before, I was wondering if you perceived that Super Bowl loss any differently than maybe a year or two after it, where you were struggling to get back and even into the starting lineup or stay healthy.
No, not really. That's still probably the one game that I think about more than any others, even the game that I won. It's just one of those things that doesn't come around very often, and it doesn't matter how much you play or how many Super Bowls you play in, every one is special, and you can never get one back. And that was one of those situations where obviously we went into the favorites, and even though we were outplayed that day by New England, we still felt like we were the better team and that we missed an opportunity that doesn't come around very often. I mean, not very many people get to say that they're a two-time Super Bowl champion. Not many people get to say that. And you know, unfortunately, I don't get to say it either. And so it's, you know, one of those things that it was a great time for us, and it was a tremendous game, and it was fun to play in. But, you know, but we still lost, and, it's disappointing because of that, that every time you get there, you want to win it. And when you don't, it's disappointing, and, it sticks with you.
Your offensive success this year is pretty impressive. I was wondering if the lack of balance in the offense, though, might be something that's going to need to be rectified. Do you feel the teams are getting a little too much pressure on you lately because, you know, the running game isn't, you know, where it should be?
Well, I mean, you know, I definitely think that that's always part of it. You know, when a team knows that you're going to throw or that you have to throw, you know, it makes them, you know, gives them the ability to play differently and to attack differently. And so, yeah, I mean, I think we all want to improve our running game and hope that we can do that in the next couple weeks and have that for the playoffs and all those things. And so, yeah, we know that we need to. We know that it's going to be important, and we know how tough it is to play perfect when you're passing as much as we are. And, you know, I think that's the hard thing, and that's the thing that along this process is difficult, because it's a lot tougher to play perfect or to not have crucial mistakes when you're throwing the ball 40, 45 times a game. I mean, it's a difficult way to play. You know, so, you know, I think we would love to be able to rectify that and to be able to do that in the short term. And we continue to try to work on that, and hopefully we can get that done.
How dangerous is this receiving trio here? And I mean, potential 1,000 yard receivers, that hasn't happened very often. How much fun is it to throw to these guys?
I mean, it's definitely fun. I mean, it's fun, you know, to have the opportunity to work with guys like this. And, you know, I've been fortunate to play with some great receivers in my career, and it never gets old. It's always fun to play with big time talents and to have the opportunity to accomplish some of the things that we've accomplished. You know, I can't say enough about them and the way they work and how much easier they make my job. So I'm thankful to be in this situation and to have those guys around me. And, you know, I think they definitely scare a lot of teams when we line up and you see three guys that can go out and make plays for you at any given time.
Specifically Steve Breston, though, I mean, I think he had 8 catches last year, and all of a sudden he's right up there with Bolden and Fitzgerald. What have you seen to make him such a threat?
Well, I mean, I think he's just kind of stepped up where we've needed him. You know, you didn't hear a whole lot from him early on, and then after Q sustained his injury, he kind of had to step it up for us. We needed somebody to pick up part of the load, and he's just kind of accelerated from there. And I think you see that a lot of times, you know, maybe with a guy like Matt Castle or even a guy like Tom Brady, you know, when they're thrust into that situation, you know, they're going to go one way or the other. And I think the great ones always have the ability that when they're thrust in there to be able to handle the situation and thrive in it. And I think that's what he's done is, you know, he maybe never stepped up to that role because he was never, you know, forced to. But once he was forced to, he stepped in, he embraced it, and he succeeded through it. And, you know, it reminds me a lot of those two guys in New England and, you know, and how they got thrust in. And, you know, and they celebrated that opportunity and took advantage of it. And Steve's done the same thing for us.
Pretty good receivers on the other side, too, Moss and Welker. What are your impressions of them? I know you're not concerned with them this week, but as a
I'm definitely concerned with them, no question. You know, I have high regard for both those guys. You know, I've seen Randy play, I don't know how many times, played with him in Pro Bowls, and just a special, special talent. And one of the biggest difference makers at that position that I've ever seen. And, you know, the thing is he continues to do it, you know, year in and year out. I mean, it's just, it's amazing and it's impressive to watch a guy at that position continually make big play after big play after big play. And he's a guy that can change the course of the game at any point in time. So I have tremendous respect for him and his skills and what he's able to do and how he's able to change a game. And Wes, you know, I think, again, as a football fan, I just appreciate the way that he plays the game. And I appreciate the fact that he's gotten an opportunity these last couple of years to really showcase his skills, because phenomenal player. You know, plays the game fast, plays it the right way, works on every down, you know, uses every bit of ability he has on every given snap. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't get to see those guys play as much as a fan I would probably enjoy watching them play. But when I have, I appreciate both of them and what they bring to the table and their differences, but how unique they are, you know, in their skill sets.
One last question. Are you, your impressions of how Bolden's come back from that, what seemed to be a pretty devastating injury, you know, just your admiration for how he's fought back from that?
Yeah, I couldn't have much more admiration for the guy. I mean, he was a guy that was tremendously respected, not only by me, but by everybody in this organization, long before that incident took place. But I think, you know, as much as I didn't think there was any more respect or admiration I could gain for him, watching him compete and play and knowing him like I do, I gained some after watching him go through what he's gone through this year. And the way that he's done it and how impressive he's been bouncing back from it, you know, the class in which he handled the situation and the hit. I mean, I just can't say enough about him as an individual. And I think that's what it speaks to first. And, you know, and then to see the way he's able to, you know, was able to come back and play. And the first time he stepped on the field, to play the same way he was playing when he left the field, you know, the last time, it was impressive. Because, you know, so many people you see that have an injury or get banged up, and how tentative they are the first time they go back on the field, whether they can plan or cut, or, you know, what it's going to be like to take that first hit. And I saw nothing waver in the way that he went about his job and the way that he prepared to play the game. And it was an extremely impressive sight to be able to witness up close and personal.
Okay, Kurt.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll see you guys this weekend.